Yo, what's going on YouTube? This is Wednesday morning, 10 a.m. Came for the daily walks. Yesterday, actually yesterday night, I was talking about you shouldn't be afraid to show your weaknesses. Why do I say that? It's because whenever you are afraid to show your weaknesses or failure or anything that bad happened to you, it's because you care about what other people think of you, you know. What does that do that for you is it doesn't allow you to do most of the things, because if you care about what other people think of you, you are afraid to show your truth. Like, let's say I was also giving some examples. Let's say if I accept that I suck at speaking and I speak whatever I want, people don't give a fuck, and I can be freely do anything. But if you say, okay, I'm a really expert in this speaking, and you only speak in certain kind of way, and you don't even use swearing words and all the stuff, then you have to be in a box, you know. You are in a box, just like it's like you are arrested in a jail where people put on you, like you have this certain entitlements, you know. That's what I'm saying, because whenever you are afraid to show your weaknesses, show your failures, afraid to be failing in front of people. Hi. afraid to fail in front of people. You are most likely caring about what other people think of you. Like whenever you are stuck by what other people think of you, you don't do most of the stuff. You will be always in the prison of people putting by you, you know, like you will be scared to do those things. And even in the beginning, I had this entitlement of being a smart guy. I want to look in front of other people like a smart guy, because I know I get like 90, above 90 in certain subjects, in math subjects. But sometimes I suck at some subjects, so like sometimes I get like 60 and stuff like that. So I tell to people, whenever my friends ask, I tell the truth of 90 and all the stuff. But when it comes to 60, I'm afraid to tell them, because it's gonna look really bad. Like I'm gonna look like a dumb student, you know. So I always, even if I get 60, I always lie like I got 80, man, and stuff like that. Then I realized that if you are afraid to like those things, at the time I had this entitlement of being smart student, so I had to act in a, I usually act in a certain way, and I there's no humility, you know. Like when you have this entitlement of certain things, you don't have any humility, and you'll be afraid to do certain things. Then later life, nowadays I don't care, I don't give a fuck what other people think of me. Now I can confidently say I failed electronics 2 with 2 marks. I say that I don't care, because if you're afraid to say the truth, you'll be always afraid what other people think of you. And even this speaking right now, if I care that whether I look ugly, other people like me or not, I cannot even do that. Whether I look like speak boring or interesting, and if I think about certain things, if I think about certain structures and all the stuff, I cannot do most of the things. Now I make video every day. I'm making like 2-3 videos every day. I don't give a fuck what I'm even talking. I don't give a fuck what's the consequences I'm gonna get, because nowadays I don't give a fuck about what the people think of me, you know. So I can do whatever the fuck I want and get away with it. That's what I'm saying. Like when you accept your weaknesses, when you accept your, tell your truth, when you accept, okay, you fail, when you don't care about failing in public. Even I said I failed in my love publicly, everybody laughed and made fun of me. I didn't give a fuck. In the beginning it's sad, and now I appreciate that. I appreciate really well, because it allowed me to actually, it made me to don't give a fuck about what other people think about, because I'm now used to it. Like motherfuckers were, you know, telling me piece of shit, covert and all the stuff. Everybody saying that, I was taking it to my head. I was like, I didn't do anything, because I didn't want to be mean to other people. But even though they were being mean, that actually helped me to now, in front of them, I look like a piece of shit. So even they watch these videos, like watch these videos, I don't give a fuck, because when you are a piece of shit, you can do whatever the fuck you want, and nobody gives a fuck. And they okay, this guy sucks, this guy is like that, you know. But if you have the entitlement, like you are a smart student, you have to, like, this guy really good, and certain type of things, if you are stuck in the certain prison people put on you, then you have to be acting a certain way. I can act in any fucking way, and I don't give a fuck, because I got out of the prison of entitlement, being, you know, looking good in front of other people, being nice in front of other people. I don't give a fuck. That's what I'm saying. Like, when you don't give a fuck about what other people think of you, you are really confident. You can do whatever the fuck you want, and you'll be really happy life. Like, when you're confident and do whatever the fuck you want, and you don't care about what other people think of you, you can be happy life, and you'll be successful really faster than if you're stuck in certain entitlement, all those bullshit. That's what I'm saying. And today I'm gonna talk about pushing from opposite directions. Like, you know, like, I think, like, I'm a piece of shit, and also I think, like, I can be greatest of all time. How can I be that? By doing all the shit necessary, like having humility. Now I make these videos every day. I don't give a fuck whether it sucks. I don't give a fuck whether it's really good. Both way, like, even if it sucks, I don't care. Even if it's good, I don't care. If people say this video sucks, I don't give a fuck. And if people say this video is great, I don't care. But it doesn't mean I'm disrespecting people. I respect their opinion, but I will think about, you know, improving upon that. But I don't allow that to change my action in any way. But it will, if it leads to improvement, you know, yeah, definitely, of course. But I shouldn't be allowing that to destroy me or in any other way, you know, any kind of way. And you know, like, even if people say, oh, this is great, and you got that entitlement and all the stuff, you won't be able to do certain things. Like, for example, let's say you became a really, really big celebrity, and now you have to go to Instagram, and you have zero followers, like, because you are just beginning. You have to have the humility to start from the bottom. But if you have this entitlement, okay, I'm a big guy, I don't want to look like shit in front of other people. But if you think like that, you won't go that far. Like, now if you see Will Smith and Rock, all these people, Rock is really good. He's like pushing from all the directions. Yeah, he doesn't give a fuck. He every day comes, and he has the humility to do all the things. And even Will Smith has the humility to do all the things, like all the, you know, like, he was avoiding Instagram. Now he realized that as an actor, he's not a big thing anymore. He has to reach people in all the platforms, you know, like Facebook, Instagram, and those nowadays social media. That's where the people are. So wherever the people are, that's where you have to go, because it's all marketing, you know, creating attention. Now you can see people in Instagram and Facebook, without even being celebrity, they are being much popular, because they have the humility to do all the shit. Now, you know, if you are like entitled in a certain way, you are gonna lose. You should be having humility to do all the shit you can, and you shouldn't be afraid of looking like a shit in front of other people. So that's what I'm saying, pushing from opposite direction. You should be doing great things, but you shouldn't be afraid to do the lower level things as well, if it's helping you to go up. So pushing from opposite direction, you have to be up, you have to be low. In that way only you can grow. If you think this is the way, like, you should speak certain way, you should act professionally, you should wear this dress, you should, if you have certain kind of things, you're gonna be really vulnerable, because even if you see certain people, like, they create a particular personality, and they say this is what I'm like, you know, like they say, okay, this is a perfect ideal guy, he only speak this kind of things, he doesn't go the other way. If you put yourself in that prison over there, you're stuck because you cannot do anything. You have to have the humility to do everything like a normal person. In that way, you don't be afraid to look like a shit, you know, in front of other people. That's what I'm saying. See you guys later.